Do you find life a bit stressful at times, especially as a blind or partially sighted person competing in a predominantly sighted world? Or perhaps you're feeling a bit run down after an illness and can't get back on track? Well, there's an alternative treatment called Reiki, which claims to put the body back into harmony again and therefore leads to a sense of well-being. This intrigued me, so I took myself off to see Sabrina Allison, a Reiki practitioner, and she's also involved in a Reiki outreach project, which would love to hear from blind and partially sighted people. So I headed off to find out what the treatment's all about. So Sabrina, you're going to administer Reiki on me. Tell me a bit about Reiki first.
It's a healing energy that once you're attuned to it, flows out of your hands and it just works through your system wherever it's needed to reduce stresses and kind of put you back in balance the way that you're meant to be.
So are you actually using the body's own energy?
No, because you're channeling it. It sort of comes from, the ki in it is the same idea as chi. It's the Japanese word for the Chinese qi, which is like in feng shui that you use or in tai chi or anything. It's just the energy that's around you, but the ray means it's higher, so it knows where to go to heal what you need.
So the energy, is it coming from you, or are you channeling my energy?
I'm channeling the higher energy that's kind of the energy of the universe of how things should be. So it just finds what you need and it heals you, so I don't actually do anything other than direct it, and it works with your own energy. You can do it in the aura, so it's kind of your own energy there, or if you do hands-on, then it works there, but it kind of balances out your energy and puts it more in tune with the earth's energy.
To put it in layman's terms, you're trying to even the body out, relieve the stresses so that it can actually get on with its natural function more easily.
Yeah, it taps into the body's natural healing processes. So if you're if you've got a broken arm, once it's set and everything, if you use Reiki on it regularly, it'll heal faster than it would normally. It'll heal in the way it would normally, but just faster.
You're not going to get me to break my arm to prove this, are you?
No, fortunately. If you don't have anything that you know about that's wrong with you, it's just relaxing and nice.
Well, basically, I've had quite a bad throat infection fairly recently, and since then, I've been very low in energy. I find that during the day, even at night, I don't sleep so well. So I'm interested to see whether this can even things out a little.
Reiki, because it's higher and you have to go with what's for the higher good, it chooses what you need most. So if it decides you've got some other issue it wants to work on, it might not be your sleep, but probably as a side effect, if nothing else, you'll feel more relaxed and then you'll have a better sleep. Because usually when people haven't been sleeping well and they get a Reiki treatment, that helps them really relax and they get a good sleep.
And is it one of these treatments or remedies or therapies that you would need on a regular basis?
It depends on what you're using it for. So say you've got... you're recovering from a really stressful situation and you have a lot of healing to do, then a one-off thing will maybe help you sleep better and give you a short term of thinking, oh, I feel better. But if you have a lot of work to do on yourself, then a lot of Reiki over time will help you do all that work. Whereas if you don't feel you need anything in particular, then it's just a nice thing to have every so often, or when you've had a stressful day or in one-off situations like that.
And just one final question I was wondering about. Can it, when it's relieving tension and stress, can it bring out emotions in the recipient?
That does happen sometimes. I don't think I've encountered it directly myself, but I've definitely spoken to people who did. One of my colleagues' wife got one Reiki treatment when she was pregnant, when you're particularly susceptible to emotional things, and she said she just burst into tears then. But the thing that Reiki does, and if you learn it especially, there's this kind of potential 21-day clearing out process, because it's putting you in line with how you should be. It'll clear out baggage and it can kind of clear out physical germ sort of things, and you can get a cold, or it could be clearing out emotional things that once they're gone you'll feel a lot better, but it might bring things out for a few days.
Well, you've whetted my appetite for this. shall we commence the treatment?
Yes, that sounds good. Thought we'd start off today treating you to an extra bit that is an advanced Reiki technique that is called a healing attunement. So it's like an initiation attunement that you get when you're learning Reiki, but you don't learn Reiki, you just get your energy kind of opened up and it's all hopefully peaceful and getting you more receptive to take it in.
Make it flow better?
Yeah.
All right then.
And then after we've done that, and this is, you have to do this in a seating position, but the treatment itself you can do sitting or lying down, but lying down's more relaxing, especially if you get really, really relaxed and want to drift off. You could fall over in a chair, that would be less good. So.
Okay, I just sit here and just relax then?
Yeah. So just to get you ready now that you're sitting, if you just relax as much as you can, eyes closed, and picture a nice scenic place you'd like to be, whether it's a real place or just a made-up one that fits your idea of what's relaxing and nice.
All right then.
And then I'll move about and do things and let you know when I'm done.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. Felt lovely. I didn't actually know what you were doing there because I had my eyes closed, and I was thinking of a place. It was a mountain scene in the snow from when I was a teenager, and I used to go up into the Cairngorm mountain range. But what I did feel was heat coming up from my shoulders and up my neck, mainly my right side, and up into my head. Is that normal?
Heat is something that you very commonly feel with Reiki. And the attunement works in kind of from your heart up. So that would be something that you might expect. The shoulders and the side is probably saying that's what's most needing in opening up to the Reiki. So that would be specific to you at this particular time.
All right. Well, something's happening.
Look forward to hearing what becomes of it all.
Okay. So that's the first stage.
Okay. So we're going to move on now to the treatment itself, which you've opted for the logistically better lying down and not falling over if you get too relaxed. So we'll just move the chair and set up the Reiki table.
Okay then.
That's you lying on the bed. Are you feeling comfortable now?
Yes, I may snore.
Okay. We're used to that, don't worry. If you feel that you're getting a bit cold, because if you get really relaxed, your body temperature can get lower, give us a shout and we'll give you a blanket. You'll probably feel some heat, but you could feel all sorts of things. Some people feel absolutely nothing, but they have results later.
Do I have to keep my hands by the side? Or can I, does that interfere if I put them across my chest?
Well, what you do in a traditional treatment is basically work with all the chakras. So there's a chakra over your heart, one kind of under your sternum, one kind of your lower stomach, and then one, the base one, kind of at the hip level.
So
if your hands are over a chakra, it would get there, but it'd be kind of
okay. Hands by the side, okay.
So May and I will be working together, which will give you twice as much energy in the same amount of time, or half the amount of time. So you often get that if you're on a course or in a Reiki share, where people are sharing Reiki, then a bunch of people can work on somebody more quickly and you can take turns.
That's interesting. All right.
So we'll just work on your various chakras, and the joints also collect kind of stagnant chi that's good to give Reiki to, and kind of loosen that up. And then when we're done, we'll kind of brush down your energy, seal it, and polish your aura.
That all sounds very mystical, I must be honest.
Yeah. You can also have music. Some people like it and some people just prefer silence.
I'm going to opt for the silence, I think.
Okay. And then when we're done, we'll kind of give you a wee nudge and let you know you can gradually kind of take yourself out of the relaxed state. So if you want to go back to your snowy place or wherever you want to go, then we'll just get to work, and we'll probably do hands off mostly, except for joints, which are quite good that are for hands on.
So you have your hands above the body but close to?
Yeah, because you can have the energy can kind of pull your hands around, it works. You get more of a pulling sensation if they're in the air and can slide off than if you're resting somewhere and then they're a bit more grounded on your body, so you don't feel so much. There's also a position that's under your head. So when we get to that, lift up your head and put hands underneath. But a lot of it will just be in the aura and you won't feel any touching sort of stuff. Okay. So if you just go to a nice relaxed place in your mind, then we'll get to work. That's the treatment finished. If you'd like to gradually wake up and have a drink of water when you're ready to help ground you.
Okay, I didn't actually realise you'd finished there. Okay, if you just give me a minute.
Okay, so how did it feel?
To be honest, it was the strangest of feelings because I felt quite a lot of pressure in the back of my neck, up over my head, and there was like swirling sensations. And I had the strangest feeling of deja vu at one point. Now, May, who was helping you, you were on my right. I had my eyes shut, so I didn't know, but I knew you were on my right side. And Sabrina, you were on my left side. And at that point, I had the strangest feeling that I'd done this all before, which I haven't done, which was peculiar. And my body seemed to feel elongated through it, as if I was kind of drifting. But what did you get from the treatment? What can you sense from it?
I sense mostly where energy was drawn to more. So when I started off around your eyes and ears and the top of your head, there wasn't much energy going on there. But when I moved to kind of behind your neck, which is a kind of comforting position, and then on your shoulders, and shoulders carry a lot of kind of stress and responsibility, I felt those were places that you needed the energy to flow and heal longer. It was kind of just being drawn out more. And your knee as well, I noticed, your left knee, that seemed to want a lot of energy as well, whereas the rest was more kind of peaceful and not so much going on.
It's interesting because I do have knee problems from time to time as well, so it's interesting you can deduce that by the flow. What did you feel, May?
I felt a lot of heat round about your neck and was drawn to be at your neck for quite a long time.
There's a few people who have been like that, to be honest.
I was working on your right side and I could feel your wrist seemed to want a lot of, you know, like wanted me to be, it was drawn to your wrist, and it almost felt at one time as if there'd maybe been something going on there.
I have broken bones in that hand in the past, so whether there's an old injury there, I don't know. Is it a case then, I tend to feel that I'm kind of locked down when it comes to energy, and although people tend to think I'm laid back, I don't think I am. I tend to be kind of wound up, I think. Is it the case that you may have to have a few courses to try and get yourself more in tune with the energy and what you're doing?
It's definitely the case that the more you use it, the more you will get in tune with it. If you're more kind of locked down, if you're thinking a lot during the treatment or you're feeling kind of protective, though you mean to be open to it, then you won't feel so much maybe, but you'll still benefit from it.
And it's ongoing. That I'll go away from here now, but the energy will still be doing its thing.
Yeah, the end may seal your energy in the healing, so it'll just keep working away. Sometimes it'll take a couple days to feel the full effects of whatever it's working on, or might be soon after you leave, or might have done what it wanted to do. It just works however it needs to at each time you get a treatment.
Well, thank you very much for the therapy, and probably be back in touch with you.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it.
Well, that's me finished my treatment. I actually enjoyed that. Must be honest, I'm standing here waiting here for my taxi, and I feel really calm, so it's very interesting. If you'd like to find out more about Reiki, why don't you get in touch with Sabrina Allison? She's the Development Coordinator from Reiki Outreach. You can phone her on 07903 930 781, or you can email reikioutreach@yahoo.co.uk. Well, as the twilight of the evening deepens, I think I'll head and see if I can get myself a nice good night's sleep.